Hollywood celebrities whine after Trump strikes Iran. Distract from Epstein and do Netanyahu's bidding. By Ezra Dooley's on March 1, 2026. Famous, and not so famous, entertainers are condemning President Donald Trump's strikes on Iran, which have seemingly taken out its Islamist supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Many familiar characters reflexively called to impeach Trump. Impeach the Saab, author Stephen King wrote on social media. Madman in the WH, White House, impeach Trump, wrote actress Mia Farrow, 8 minutes before sharing her Wordle puzzle results on Blue Sky. Wannabe expat Rosie O'Donnell shared quotes from Trump promising peace, writing a caption to the image, "He lies only and always hashtag impeach Trump." Another common theme in the responses focused on the Epstein files released by the Department of Justice, which contain both lurid, uncorroborated accusations against Trump from non-credible witnesses, and primary documents from Epstein's inner circle talking about how much they hate the populist president, or from investigators confirming that Trump hated law enforcement in their 2006 investigation of the globe-hopping sex trafficker. Actor John Cusack dubbed the military strikes a wag the duck war, to distract from Epstein and to do Netanyahu's sick bidding. Comedian Kathy Griffin shared a meme stating, "Trump's response to his name being cited in the Epstein files 38,000 times, bomb Iran." The meme fails to clarify that most of those mentions are automated news alerts to Epstein's email inbox. Producer, actor, and podcaster Tim Heidecker posted a video sarcastically declaring, "It's good to be able to move on from any indication that the president is a pedophile who raped underage girls in the not-too-distant past." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Tim Heidecker, at Tim Heidecker. Actor Dietrich Bader of Office Space wrote on Blue Sky, "Remember that time there was part of a file so incriminating it wasn't redacted, it disappeared and then we went to war? That's now." More messages focused on Trump's foreign policy goals aligning with Israel's. "We are at war because Netanyahu told Trump to crush them. Israel has long wanted to dominate Iran," Mia Farrow wrote. "Make no mistake, this is not about nukes and it's not for America." Disney Marvel star Mark Ruffalo asserted that Trump sent his Jewish son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to negotiate with Iran to make sure we went to war. Other reactions took a more generic anti-war or anti-Trump approach. Two and a Half Men star John Cryer snarked, But. "I was told that Donald Trump had obliterated Iran's nuclear program. What are they preventing?" Daryl Hannah of Kill Bill fame quipped, "Oxymoron much, indefinite bombing for peace." Buckaroo Banzai actress Ellen Barkin wrote on X, "Unfortunately this regime change war is focused on the wrong regime." The White Lotus star Carrie Coon gravely stated, "Department of War. They weren't kidding about that." In a series of messages, CNN host Michael Ian Black snarked, "And now, surely, they will greet us as liberators. Hang the mission accomplished banner, folks." David Bowie's son Duncan Jones, the director of Warcraft, suggested Trump is primarily interested in his cut of oil revenues from Iran. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure star Alex Winter pointed the finger at his fellow leftists. "Anyone talking about regime change, no matter how much they criticize this admin in the process, is a complicit child murderer." Ethan Embry of That Thing You Do. "Got maudlin on Blue Sky, I feel sick. This deeply saddens me. The horror we allow the broken men who lead us to commit. The direction this could easily go. If the world didn't flinch from our most recent atrocities, I'm afraid of what that means we will allow to happen now." Kids YouTube star Ms. Rachel posted a stark white image on Instagram, adorned only with the text, "Stop killing kids." In the caption, she wrote, "Can't we all agree in this life not to kill children? I have said the Iranian government needs to stop killing children. Two, everyone, everywhere, stop killing, starving, bombing, taking kids hostage and violating children's human rights." And then, there were the true stream of consciousness ramblers. On Threads, Kathy Griffin workshopped her caption for the Trump-Epstein meme that she later shared on Instagram with a befuddling list of grievances against the president, culminating in an unexplained mention of the state of Kansas, Trump-Stein files, ICE abductions and murders, Cuba, Gaza, midterms, compromised SCOTUS, Kansas. Finally, Rock musician Jack White shared a sizable rant on Instagram with a screenshot of Trump's video announcing the military operation. Don't you love seeing him declare war on a country while wearing a trucker hat that says USA on it? Behold the leader of the Board of Peace. For the next war announcement, Donnie, may I suggest having your feet up on the Resolute desk while eating a Big Mac in a velvet tracksuit? Venezuela, Greenland, Iran, Cuba, what's the difference, right? Don Jr. and Barron won't have to fight or die. Just other people's children, so, invade and bomb away. New sign-ups for the Board of Peace starting at $1 billion. Can you believe Donnie hasn't received the real Nobel Peace Prize yet? Unfair. Maybe in his third term he'll get one. In contrast to these celebrities, several Democrat lawmakers have praised the Trump admin's actions, including Senator John Fetterman, DPA, Representative Don Davis, DNC, and Representative Greg Landsman, DO.